Well, it's wonderful to see so many of you wearing green today on this feast day of the great St. Patrick. In honor of St. Patrick, I'll just tell the kids a little Irish riddle. What is Irish and stays out all night? Patio furniture. Now, St. Patrick was born in the year 390. One of the great surprises to most people is that he wasn't Irish. He was actually born in England, most likely in modern-day Wales. And that upsets a lot of Irish people because they always take St. Patrick as their only saint and the one that they love the most. But, of course, he was born in England. His father was a Roman military officer in Great Britain. At the age of 16, he was kidnapped, captured by Irish pirates, and taken to Ireland, where he was sold as a slave, and he worked as a shepherd up in the mountains, experiencing suffering, hunger, cold, but that was his conversion. And he spent 6 years there and had a great deal of time to pray and to think and to get his life right with God. He was able to escape on a German vessel. He made it to France, but he could not forget about the Irish people. He fell in love with them, and after studying for the priesthood, spending about 15 years in a monastery, he felt God calling him to go back to evangelize these beautiful people, these beautiful souls who were living mostly pagan lives because of the Druid religion and all the superstition. So the Pope, first, he sent Palladius to be the first bishop of Ireland, but he died after 1 year. So then he chose Patrick, and the Pope consecrated him bishop at age 42, sent him to Ireland, where he would spend the rest of his life until he died probably around between about 80 years of age and 100 years of age. He went as the missionary, as the apostle of Ireland, to bring the true faith to these people that, again, at this time were worshiping pagan gods. So basically, single-handedly, Patrick was able to bring the Catholic faith to the people of Ireland. He was very blessed to be able to be accepted by the kings or the pagan chiefs. Some of them accepted baptism. And then once the chief accepted baptism and Christianity, then hundreds of others would follow. So he would establish monasteries and convents. St. Patrick would found churches, ordain countless priests, hold church councils. And all during this time, he was opposed by the pagans, even by betrayal by friends, had to deal with the severe weather conditions, criticized by his fellow clergy. His life was threatened many times by the Druids, but he was able to firmly establish the Catholic faith in Ireland. So think of what this one man did, the influence of one man to really convert an entire nation by his holiness, by his prayer, by his action, by the witness of his life. So he is the patron saint of Ireland. And since the time of Patrick, Ireland has been a very strong Catholic country. In the 7th century, the 8th century, they would send out missionaries to establish monasteries all over Europe. So the Irish became some of the greatest missionaries in the history of the world. And then in the last century, the establishment of the Legion of Mary, which began in Ireland and then spread throughout the entire world. Now 3 million active members, 15 million auxiliary members. Again, we see how Ireland has helped to evangelize and spread the faith throughout the entire world. So we pray today for the people of Ireland who've been suffering a great deal over these last centuries with famines and other difficulties, but sadly in more recent years because of the last 10 years or so, the last 20 years, because of the economic affluence, they have, many of them, fallen away from the faith. If you see, I think the Catholic Church in America is much stronger in places than even in Ireland because of the crisis that the Irish people have had with the clergy and the abuse cases. It's very sad to see. Then you have this economic affluence which has led countless people away from their faith. So the people of Ireland, whenever I meet them, they always ask for prayers for their country, the country that they love so much, the country that has been really a source of evangelization and missionary work throughout the world, is suffering a great deal with their young people falling away from the faith, a lot of the young adults and teenagers drifting into secularism and away from the true faith. So please pray for the clergy of Ireland, pray for the people of Ireland. So many of them love their faith, but they've been hit very hard with scandals as well as the economy. And, of course, are always asking for prayer. So we ask St. Patrick's intercession for the beautiful people of Ireland, that they'll be able to hold on to their Catholic faith and continue to spread the faith throughout the world. Through the intercession of St. Patrick, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I encourage you to venerate this relic of St. Patrick after Mass.